I think about it every day, several times a day, and I have difficulty sleeping at night, and there's a lot of us are still struggling, and it's terrible. Even soon 3 years later, it's terrible.
Katerina Lutgen lost her 17-year-old daughter to Anders Behring Breivik's bullets at Utøya. Today she's come to look at the site of a proposed national memorial which will sit overlooking the island. She and several other victims' parents don't want it built.
I think that we have enough with our graves to our children, and we have also a memorial place in our towns, and we have Utøya. We have we are reminded every day that it has to stop there. We are getting sick.
The proposed monument will lie where I'm standing right now, at the end of a narrow peninsula pointing out towards Utøya Island, which is less than a kilometre across the water here. The idea is to cut a 3-metre-wide channel straight through the peninsula, turning the tip of it into a separate island. The names of the dead will then be engraved on the cut rock, visible but forever unreachable from the landside. This was chosen from many entries by the Norwegian government's body for public art. Jørn Mortensen headed the jury.
The initiative came from the former government as a response to expectations amongst the national support group for the families. There's always different opinions about memorial proposals. That was also the case in Washington, D.C. when Maya Lin's proposal for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was introduced. So it is actually part of the commemoration process to balance different opinions about the memorial.
Now, to get to the memorial site, you have to drive down this narrow country road past a small community of some 400 people, all overlooking the Utøya Island. And nearly all those who live here experienced firsthand the massacre and the aftermath. And like some of the relatives, they too want no more reminders. Ole Morten Jensen is one of them.
All the blood, the noises, the shooting, the screaming. No, I don't want to remember that. It's cruel for a government to expect us to be reminded of that. It's not necessary. There are a lot of places where no people live, where they can put this place.
What are you going to do to try to stop it?
We have hired a lawyer now. He will try to stop this if they go on building it.
Now, that lawyer is Harald Stabel, and I've come to see him at his offices in central Oslo, only a minute's walk from the courthouse where Anders Behring Breivik was sentenced to at least 21 years in prison 2 years ago.
We hope that we don't have to go to court with a case like this, of course. But and we have said it can be a possibility if they not remove the memorial.
Is there any legal precedence for stopping a work of public art like this in Norway?
No, I don't think we have anything like this, as we don't have anything like the 22nd of July.
This open meeting between locals, relatives and the authorities behind the memorial plans has been called to try to resolve the disagreement. Some relatives do support the plans, but most of the locals, and many of them have come here tonight, are angry. And after 2 hours, there's little sign of agreement here. Swedish artist Jonas Dahlberg explained his thinking behind the memorial to the meeting, saying he wanted to allow nature itself to communicate the loss to create a place for peaceful reflection. His proposal has been praised by many in Norway, who've called it bold, beautiful and unusual. And leaders for the 22nd of July victim support groups also support the memorial. This conflict has highlighted the difficulty of balancing a very national and public trauma and one of private grief, expressed in so many different ways by so many individuals.
The government had planned for this memorial site to open up before the 22nd of July next year, in time for the fourth anniversary of the terror attacks. Now that date might slip, while the authorities and opponents try to agree on a solution. What nobody wants is for a row over how to best remember the dead to end up in court. Lars Bavanger, DW, near Utøya.